When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. Cher, not our Cher Lichtman, who's on the show once a month, but the other Cher, who spells it C-H-E-R. Her birthday was Saturday, May 20th, so we'll take this whole week. Celebrate her music. Actually, my son Tyler, whose birthday was last Wednesday, has met her several times when he's with his friend. Are you paying attention? Cesare Bono. When he's with Cesare Bono, who was Sonny and Mary's son. You want to write this down?
I'm writing it down.
Okay.
The genealogy.
He would run into Cher because she would be with Mary and Sonny. Never mind. What's the name of this song, Brian?
I may not know it, but I just...
I don't recognize it.
Louder. Maybe louder would help.
Don't you sometimes wish your heart was stone?
Your heart was stone? Heart of stone. It's not nice to fool the guest, Rick. We've never heard that one. I can't say I've heard that one. Thank you. Our Grammy Award-winning engineer showing off.
But the voice is unmissable. Like, if you'd ask me who it is.
Yes.
Like, you know, let's keep it simple for people like me.
Well, Joey Pals, do you know who this is?
It's Cher.
No. We've moved on.
Cher, sorry.
It's Dr. Brian Hodgkins from...
Desert Oasis Healthcare.
Oh, God, he's... No. Cher will sing. I will sing. You will do drugs.
I'm on drugs.
No, you're...
Give me drugs.
He's the... What do we call him? The pharmacist to the...
Stars.
That's it. Okay, sweetheart. We got a lot of questions today from Joey Pals, and we were talking, texting, emailing something. Everybody's reading the internet because I had some of these, Brian had some of these, and our Joey Pals had some of these, but that's okay.
Absolutely. You know, if you want to read some of the stuff that I read all the time, you can join. It's free if you're on the internet. Medical News Today.
.com?
Yeah, it is. MedicalNewsToday.com. They have a newsletter that they'll send out to your email address weekly, and it will canvas, you know, really the entire world of what's happening in medical literature, but at the like novice level.
I was going to say
people like me.
I was going to say plain,
English.
Get it. Plain English.
I see what you did there.
Jeez.
I'm tough. Slow to, you know what,
Monday.
I'm exhausted from last Mother's Day, and then we had another Mother's Day yesterday because we were out of town for Mother's Day.
That's right, you were in
Laguna Cliffs, beautiful resort, and I was at a genetic symposium there.
Yeah, so you said.
No, I was, with some, I mean, literally future Nobel laureates in the field of medicine.
Wow.
And I got to get on the stage with them and do my own presentation on my own gene editing.
Oh.
And so it was, I had a great weekend, but I was exhausted. This week coming up, am I talking too fast?
That's okay, yeah. Breathe.
Now my family, who I rarely talk to, but I love them, they're coming out here. Can you believe they're getting married? So my niece is getting married this upcoming Saturday. Isn't this a good time to get married in the desert?
My cousin is getting married the 28th of May, which is this coming Sunday.
Yeah, so it's 27th, 28th.
We're Saturday, Sunday,
down
right?
Down at the La Quinta Hotel. And it's, I mean, it's not the time of year that I would have thought of, but they love the desert. They love the heat. So anyway, more action, more excitement, and less sleep.
I've forgotten why you're here.
That's my future.
Yeah.
What are we here for?
About? In my world, we'd say, what is my motivation in this scene?
And I would just sing, what's it all about?
What's it all about? Say it.
Alfie. Jeez. I knew that. That was a mystery song.
He can't play anymore. Okay, darling. Joey Pals, and some of these come from Joey Pals, some come from my reading, and some come from Dr. Brian, but they're really interesting. There was a baby who tested for 3 different DNAs.
This is right up my alley.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, the baby part.
Yeah.
No, so...
3 DNAs.
So
explain where you get DNA from. Get your mother?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And your father?
Yeah.
How could the baby have 3?
Yeah, so this was we actually talked about this at this conference.
Oh,
just briefly, because a lot of people don't understand, you know, when you start to talk about DNA and gene editing and in vitro fertilization and all the technology and science that's available today.
Okay.
So this particular baby that you're referencing that's been in the news was the first one born in the United Kingdom using this technology.
What technology?
It's called three-parent technology, or it's mitochondrial DNA substitution.
Well, mitochondrial's me.
Well, so this is what's confusing, but it's also very elegant.
Okay.
Now, the first baby that uses 3 DNAs was done in 2016.
Oh.
It was Jordanian parents a U.S. team had developed a technology, which is still controversial, and it was done in Mexico, if you can follow that. Follow that. So, anyway, here's what they do. So, there's very rare diseases out there called mitochondrial diseases. And these are, you know, the mitochondria in your cells is, we call it the powerhouse. It does a lot of energy.
It's the mother.
No. Mom and dad get together. Yes, that's the nucleus, right, of the genetic code that we're talking about. But mitochondria, when they do not function, they have their own DNA and genes as well. So mitochondrial DNA do protein, and they do a lot of elegant work in the cell to keep the energy up and all the functions of a healthy cell.
Okay.
So some people are born with mitochondrial disease, which means the mitochondrial don't work. And these kids, a lot of them are fatal. I mean, Lee syndrome, you know, kids don't last more than a couple years. And so these are very rare. It's estimated that 1 in 5,000 births today has a mitochondrial disease, but they're not always fatal. And sometimes they're just like diabetic is a mitochondrial disease per se. So is Alzheimer's. These are called secondary mitochondrial diseases.
Okay.
Suffice it to say, in this particular baby technique, they take the mother's fertilized egg that has bad mitochondria, right? If the baby gets all this mitochondria, if this embryo continues to develop, it'll get bad mitochondria. You'll get the disease.
They always blame the mother.
So what they do is they take the fertilized mom's egg, and then they take a donor egg that's also been fertilized. Follow this. Take the nucleus only
of the
out of the original mom.
Out of mom.
And they take the nucleus out of the donor egg, and they put the nucleus from the mom into the donor egg, which has good DNA. I mean, the DNA and mitochondria.
Wow.
And so you have about 98.7% of the DNA is still from mom and dad. Mom and dad.
Good grief.
And only about 37 genes are left for the mitochondrial DNA that's still available. And now this cell will be healthy as it develops. You don't get the mitochondrial disease. You get the good mitochondria.
That's amazing.
And you don't have to worry about all the other stuff. Right.
Now, it's a fertilized egg.
Yes.
Okay. Isn't a human egg about the size
If you look at the technique. They use electron microscopy. They use these very fine glass tools to actually extract the egg, I mean the nucleus, and put another cell. So,
but am I right about that? The size of the human egg?
Yeah, they're small. Obviously
and
very
the
small.
Other thing is, ladies, I'm always telling you, and young girls, take care of yourself because you're born with all the eggs you'll ever have. Guys, they make new sperm every 10 seconds. But ladies, I always tell Tyler, he was 35 last Wednesday. He was a 41-and-a-half-year-old egg.
Wow. So you put all your eggs in
one
basket.
I walked right into that. Oh, dear.
But anyway, so
that's amazing.
Yes, yeah. And so it's.
I understand it.
Yeah.
You did a very good job.
And this is still controversial because.
Why?
Well, because I think anytime you start to talk about monkeying around with genes and genetic code and fixing things in the newborn. So this makes sense to me, right? These babies are going to die, right? Or they're going to have severe disease.
And they've tested.
It's working.
Wait a minute now. How did they test that fertilized egg?
How they test it?
How did they find out that the baby was going to have this disease?
Because they know. So they know parents. So in this case.
Okay.
The very first time this was done in Mexico by the U.S. team, this woman had a history of Lee syndrome.
Okay.
This is a fatal characteristic mitochondrial flaw. The mitochondria don't work. And so these babies, she had four miscarriages.
Gotcha.
One baby lasted 2 months. Another one lasted maybe 2 years. So she knows homozygous for this condition. And every time she would have a baby, these babies are going to be, I'll have this. So that was the very first tester. Now we know we can fix things in vitro before the baby's implanted and then develops the term. So the other question is, this has been done, if you remember, in China. It was an unsanctioned genetic fix in a, to take if they took the HIV linkage off the cells.
Okay.
Remember, so this baby born would never be able to get HIV, and they did that, really sending a message to the world like we could do it, but it had implications because now everything downstream that this baby, in its lineage, in its DNA, is changed forever. Right? Everything downstream the world has never seen before.
Last question. I'm sorry, we're almost out of time in this segment.
How's that possible?
I know. Okay, so the fertilized egg. I've got a fertilized egg in me. They want to change out these yolks.
Yeah.
How do they remove the egg?
They fix it. They stick a very, very fine glass pipette into the fertilized egg, and they suck out the nucleus, the size of a pencil dot. And they suck out the nucleus. And then they put it into another egg that has had its nucleus.
And it never leaves
replaced.
My body.
These are done in a dish.
Okay, and they've taken the. Okay.
And then
they've harvested the egg, fertilized it in the dish.
Yes.
But still.
And then they put it back into the mom, who carries it to term, and now the baby is fixed, we hope.
Oh.
So there are reversals.
Brian, that's fabulous.
Well, there are reversals. It's still
reversals.
Well, there have been some cases where they do this technique and then the mitochondria reverse, because when you're taking out the nucleus, sometimes there's still DNA present or mitochondrial DNA floating. But these kids still were born fine. So there's something to it. It's fascinating technology.
It's fascinating.
Stay tuned.
I'm so glad you're here. On the other side, we'll talk some more. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.